invite you to join me in an exercise. It's a very simple one. You have done it once or twice before in your life, and it's this. I'd like you to join me in just taking a slow, deep breath. You know how those who feel daunted or those who feel anxious in general are encouraged to take a deep breath very often. And this is for good reason, right? Medical evidence says that doing so significantly will help reduce stress and decrease feelings of anxiety. But breathing is more than just our body's natural stress reliever. We take it for granted, but our very breath marks the difference in every moment between life and death. Without it, we die. And on this Pentecost Sunday, our liturgy focuses our attention on the sending of the Holy Spirit to the church, focuses on the life that that Spirit breathes into fearful, troubled hearts in the gospel we just heard. In ancient Hebrew and Greek, the word for spirit can also be translated as breath. Remember that in the book of Genesis, we're told that God gave life to a piece of clay simply by breathing into it. And in the gospel we just heard, Jesus empowers his disciples for a mission that daunted them and scared them by breathing upon them and saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That gospel takes us back to Easter Sunday, you remember, some time ago, to the evening of Jesus' resurrection, and to his very first appearance in John's gospel to his friends. He finds them locked away in fear and terror. They're afraid for their lives, afraid that because of their friendship with him, they would be made to share in his fate as they had seen it, a violent and gruesome death. Those of us, any of us, and I think it's probably most of us, who have been kept in a closed room for an extended period of time with too many other people, knows what it feels like. That stale, dead air, right? If you can even call it air at that point. Mix in a mood of anxiety and fear that the gospel underlines, to say nothing of first century hygiene practices. And I think we can piously imagine that the upper room was a pretty miserable, stinky place. And that is where Jesus goes to meet them, standing in their midst, wishing their troubled hearts peace. In the midst of sorrow, turmoil, dejection, the first thing that the Spirit of the risen Christ brings is peace, then and now. This Feast of Pentecost reminds us of the deep breath, if you will, that Jesus asked his friends to take before they plunged into something daunting and anxiety-producing, leaving that room to preach the gospel. And not just with any breath, not just any deep breath, the very breath of God. That is what turned a room full of cowards into the first Christians. It turned them into a people of mission, people who hours beforehand were denied even knowing who Jesus was, right? To save their hides, would, after this day, after this moment of inspiration, stare down their fear because of the conviction that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. And this feast asks us, each one of us, to stop and take a similar deep breath. Because it's today that we remember that God has inspired us, his church, has breathed the Holy Spirit into each and every one of us, beginning in our baptism, sealed again in confirmation. And it's today that we invoke God's Spirit to inspire us still, because as I'm sure you've noticed, we need it. We need it. We need it in this city and in this country. We need it especially in our church. Hearts ruled by fear, insecurity and self-consciousness are shackled. In biblical terms, they're hardened, locked away in that airless room. We've all seen this reality, and some of us, including myself, know it from the inside. Fear and insecurity keep us locked in self-absorption. They blind us to the goodness in ourselves, and that leads us to deny the goodness in others. Fear can take over our imagination, making us anticipate only the bad. But inspired hearts, hearts inspired by the Holy Spirit, are free to love beyond fear, to see ourselves as loved by and precious to God, free to acknowledge our own giftedness and not be threatened by the gifts of other people, free to share ourselves generously, free to work for change in this world, in this church, not out of resentment, but out of love. Only God's Spirit brings that freedom. I read something recently that Pope Francis said that stopped me cold in my tracks, especially as I'm getting ready to start 24th grade. He said this: "You can follow 1,000 catechism courses, 1,000 spirituality courses, 1,000 yoga or Zen courses, but none of this will give you the freedom of a child of God. Only the Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit can prompt your heart to say, Abba. Only the Holy Spirit is capable of banishing, of breaking our hardness of heart." And let us pray that this day will not just be a remembrance of Pentecost, but that it will be our Pentecost.